I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers the many decades when gypsy caravans visited the Big Level. Today, the term gypsy is a racial slur for the Roma people with Romanian origins and originally of Indian descent. They speak Romani, which is a language similar to Hindi or Persian. According to Wikipedia, when the Roma people left India in the 11th century, the Europeans mistook them as Egyptian. This is where the term gypsy comes from. In Europe, the Roma were restricted from purchasing land. The Hungarian and Romanian nobles enslaved the Roma during the 15th century. In 15th century Germany, the government ordered average citizens to kill gypsies living among them as well. Eastern Europe, Spain, and Italy expelled the Roma, forcing them to disperse throughout Europe. The emigration to the U.S. began around 1850. For many decades, the arrival of itinerant travelers to Kane each year was like a rite of spring. In the early 1900s, they came in bands by colorful horse-drawn covered wagons, setting up camp just outside the city limits in Wetmore or in Kane's home. There were many tales of mysticism about the Romani, and every kid's worst fear was being sold to the gypsies. Traditionally, the Romani pursued occupations that allowed them to maintain an itinerant life on the perimeters of settled society. The men were livestock traders, animal trainers, and exhibitors, tinkers, metalsmiths and utensil repairmen, and musicians. The women told fortunes, sold potions, begged, and worked as entertainers. Before the advent of veterinary medicine, many farmers looked to Roma livestock dealers for advice on herd health and husbandry. According to Wikipedia, Eastern Europe freed them of slavery in the mid-1800s, but the Scandinavians launched a sterilization program against them in the 20th century. Then the Nazis killed as many as 220,000 Roma people in World War II. Despite having their own language, music, and culture, the Romani were literally a people without a country. They were secretive and suspicious of others, knowing that offering too much information would likely get them a one-way ticket out of town. In the U.S., they traveled through the northern states in the spring and summer and made their way across the South and American West in the fall and winter. On the hilltop, law enforcement was particularly wary of the Romani, and when they appeared in stores on Fraley Street, they got the bum's rush. From town to town, the Romani women would go door to door selling simple folk art and begging for kindness from others. In Kane, old-timers told of travelers that targeted the soft-hearted by etching an X on the sidewalk in front of their homes. Hence the origin of the term easy mark. Even as children, the Romani developed a keen sense of observing others. When traveling by wagon gave way to cars and trucks, the bands of Romani grew larger. Newspaper reports from Warren, Dubois, and Bradford help local police track their movements and prepare for their arrival. In 1932, Kane's famous wolf doctor, E.H. McCleary, embarked on a 22-mile high-speed auto chase to Smethport to cause the arrest of two members of a gypsy tribe who had stolen a pocketbook from one of his customers at the tea room of his McCleary wolf exhibit. A Kane Republican article in 1935 reported that fully 70 gypsies in gaudy costumes and bent on stopping in Kane were met by police on North Fraley Street last evening as the caravan arrived from Sheffield. Police ordered the drivers of the cars, 11, with an average of 7 persons in each, to follow their escort east on Grieve Street to Edgar, and thence to Biddle and out of town. A report from 1955 in the Republican stated that gypsies working a book sale racket here had their fortunes told Saturday when Police Chief Bernard Rose gazed into a crystal ball and announced if they were not out of town by noon, they would face racket prosecution. The book selling was a front for palm readings, which were free up to a certain extent. The persons desiring the readings found themselves returning again and again, with contributions mounting, and purchases of a variety of items like soap powder necessary to eliminate the haunts. A 1975 report from the Kane Republican documented when a band of gypsies made a brief appearance at Vincey's store at the corner of Greaves and Edgar Street. Vincey reported that 8 women entered his store, saying that they stood out for their dress and mannerisms. While he was waiting on one of the women, another went upstairs to the family apartment. Vincey promptly reported the incident to Kane Police Chief Richard Fisher. For the most part, the bands of migrating Romany who traveled throughout Pennsylvania have found homes today throughout the country. They remain proud of their heritage and culture and are generally reluctant to blend into the mainstream. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please keep those story ideas coming and send your suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.